Greetings in Jesus' name on this fourth day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently in the 40s outside, and we are experiencing the most unusual winter that I believe I've ever experienced in the state of Maine. There's no snow, really not anywhere in the state of Maine other than the ski slopes up in the mountains, and even snowmobiling in northern Maine has pretty much come to a stop, and it's an unusual warm winter with no snow, and it is cloudy today and raining. We're rejoicing in how God blessed, though, last week at Share-a-thon 2024. What a delight it was to be there on Thursday morning and preaching out of that great text in 2 Peter, but grow. And all of the messages and the singing, the shouting, the rejoicing, the special time that the Lord met with us in so many different ways. We're careful to give Him maximum glory. And we rejoice in all that God did in Anchor Baptist Ministries and their kindness toward us. And we're grateful to the Lord for this outlet of being able to get the gospel out, not just in Anchor Broadcasting Ministries, but other outlets around the country. And we're praying much today for Pastor Barton and his dear wife and family. And we're asking God to touch them and to strengthen them and to give them rejuvenation and refreshing as they rest for a while and ask the Lord to help them. And certainly, would you join with me in praying that prayer for Pastor Barton and his dear wife and family? Your Bibles are open today to the Gospels, and I want you to look with me in the Gospel of Mark. When you look into the Gospel of Mark, you find the cry of the world in Mark chapter 9 and verse number 22. Where the Bible says in Mark 9:22, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This, my friend, is the cry of the world. I heard this cry yesterday when little Keegan, an 11-year-old boy, listened to the gospel message as I was preaching through 1 Timothy on the law is good if you use it lawfully. And I was preaching on using the law of God lawfully. And to use the law of God lawfully, we must understand that it is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It's not like the Judaizers were using it. They were using it as a justification for righteousness. But no man can uphold the law. And we understand that it brings remorse of sin in our life. Yesterday I was preaching on that grand theme of the law of God bringing the conviction of sin and it being our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ and pointing people to the Lord Jesus and how He can save. And I listened to the cry of the world yesterday through this 11-year-old young man named Keegan. And then I listened to the cry of the world yesterday afternoon by way of a phone call to a man that's, I guess he's in his 20s or 30s. His name is Nick Crawford. And he gave me his testimony about how he got saved. And then last night was able to see him baptized also. It's the cry of the world. When God begins to do a work in people's hearts, they begin to cry out, have compassion on us and help us. And I want to challenge you today with a thought. Have you heard that cry recently? It may be from a family member, from a friend, from even a foe. Have you heard that cry? Have compassion on us and help us. This, my friend, is the cry of the world. They're crying this everywhere we go. They're crying out. They're saying, have compassion on us. Help us. We need assistance. We need the Lord. And if you'll listen, it might be that God would use you to be an impact in their life. And you might be able to lead them to Christ, see them baptized, brought into a local assembly, and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.